Dude, you are certifiably insane. You know that, right?
You know I am.
Yes, I
do. Somebody's got to do it.
Nobody's mad at you for it. Trust me. Welcome Steven Tyler to the airwaves of KSLX. How are you, sir?
Yo, is this Mark and the Neanderthal? Come on.
Yeah, kind of.
That's us, yeah. Where are you right now?
Well, let me see. We just got off the plane from Boston, where we've been rehearsing for the last week, and I'm in Nashville.
Nashville? What are you doing? Are you doing your country thing this weekend? Is that what this is
well,
about?
You know what? I actually moved here 4 months ago.
No kidding.
And did a little bit of writing with some folks. You know, not necessarily a country record, but just wanted to see what we'd get. And by God, it turned out to be a country record. I don't know how that happened.
Now, you've done solo stuff before. I remember seeing the movie Space Cruiser Yamato.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, you did like a song over in Japan. It was like a big hit for you.
That's great you heard that. Yep, that was something else. That was 5 years ago.
It isn't new for you to do something outside the band. It's just in this country, people are now starting to figure it out. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No, but we could start there.
Well, how much pushback have you gotten either from the rock community or the country community for, oh my God, now Steven Tyler's doing a country album? How have people, have they reacted like that?
You know, I hopefully they won't dare. I'm only stretching my legs. You know, I'm having fun. We'll see what happens. People can say whatever they want, but I found a song and I recorded it and Dan Huff produced it and we put it out and it's like the number one most requested 3 weeks in a row. So I'm really happy with that, but, you know, slow and steady. I've written like 19 songs, and I go and record them after this two-month Aerosmith tour. Which, by the way, June 13th, Glendale, come on.
Look at you. Look yes, at selling it. The ringmaster in a circus of paraplegic mimes, Steven Tyler.
That's it. That's right. Fresh out of the Malibu home for the recently all right.
Nice. Now, Steven, at a time when rock really could use a champion, it's nice to have Aerosmith finally getting out and doing something. I know when you guys released Music from Another Dimension, it wasn't a huge tour to begin with. You skipped a lot of places. Is it you doing a make good now? Is that what this is about?
Maybe, you know, you can only play so many places. You know, for a tour, you could spend a whole year in the United States and then another year in the, you know, in Europe, but it's hard to hit every place at once.
A couple of years ago, they did a piece on you guys on 60 Minutes, and there were some very candid things said by other members of the band about you. How comfortable or uncomfortable were you watching that?
A little bit uncomfortable. You know, she got me good. That's what they try to do. They try to get you and tell you stories about this one said that, and I said that about them, a tit for tat. But you know what? This band is still together. It's still the original guys. We're still kicking ass. You know, it's as much a phenomenon to me as it is to everybody else. But, you know, I don't feel like the day is done the right way if I'm not on stage with Aerosmith playing somewhere. I live for it. I love it. And right now I'm just taking a little break doing this country thing, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Joe talked to us last week, and he mentioned that John Bianelli, who a lot of fans know, has been with you guys for a long time. He's sort of the guy that goes around from room to room and sort of presents the set list to everybody. How much has the fraternity angle of Aerosmith changed over the years?
It hasn't changed at all. It's the same thing. We do the same type of handshake. I still bump into Joe and ask him what the F he's doing before we walk on. John Bianelli comes in and asks us what the F we're doing. I mean, he's the holder of the master set list, and you know we change it up, but it's pretty much the same routine. I'm in lockdown 2 hours before we go on. I'm boxing, I'm stretching, makeup, you know, all that crap, and just to get ready to go out and kick ass.
Can you think of a time over the years where you saw another band play, and either through their performance or their production, you said to yourself, "Oh my God, we have to step it up."
You know what? That happened in the very beginning. Not Ryan Adams, Brian Adams.
Nice.
I went and saw a show of his, and the whole place, like Boston Garden or whatever, and they were all singing the chorus and the songs and singing along with him, and I thought, I want this. Beach Boys, the same thing. I toured with the Beach Boys in 68 in a band called the Chain Reaction.
Right.
And I just heard the audience singing along with every song, and I thought, if I could ever do that, that's what I want. And, you know, short of wanting to go on tour with AC/DC, I don't even care if we open up. I think that would be the ultimate rock show to see. I'm happy with what we got. We're going out with Living Color. I couldn't be happier.
Awesome.
There's a new documentary on the band Kansas, and they said, now tell me if this is true or false. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they mentioned that when they were touring supporting you guys, they were opening for you guys, that on nights that they were really hot, they said Steven Tyler would run around backstage and try and pull their power source. True or false?
False.
An absolute lie?
Absolute lie.
Okay.
I certainly would never do that. I've actually fired a couple guys finding out that they didn't offer as much lights, you know, and I just said, look, use it. Don't use my spot, but you can use that. But I would have been the last one to ever do that. Never.
And have you heard that story before? Or?
No, I haven't heard that before.
Okay.
I know other bands used to do it to us. They'd only let us use half their PA, but, you know, whatever they want it to be, it could be. But you know what? I would never own that because I'm just not like that.
Let's spot the spot where the interview went awry.
Right before the guy said I stole his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hell, I get it now.
30 years later, we see you making videos on Southwest Airlines saying happy birthday to this little girl who was sitting in front of you. First and foremost, Steven Tyler flies coach on Southwest?
Southwest only has coach.
That's true, but...
You know what? I love the airline. I love it. Just, you know, today I was we're getting ready to land. I just got off the plane, came out of the bathroom, and the stewardess hands me the microphone. So, of course, I said, you know, the first thing that came to mind, which was, please remain seated until my face has come to a complete and full stop.
Right.
Which, you know, they loved. The plane, you know, erupted. They loved it. They were hoping I was going to sing Don't Want to Kiss Your Thing, but I gave him the next best thing.
You've never changed, Ben. You've been nuts since day one. You're nuts now, and I'm guessing you're going to be nuts till you draw your final breath.
I think so. I mean, I want to come in skidding and going, woo, what a ride.
If they were going to send you away to a desert island and they said, we can only let you have one Aerosmith album to take with you, which would it be?
Ooh. Maybe Pump.
Maybe Pump?
No, Pump.
All right.
That's the first thing you ask me. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Or, of course... Toys in the Attic, you know.
Follow-up question, which song could you spend the rest of your life never having to play again?
Ooh. You know, I don't know, because every time we leave one and go to something else and come back to it, I miss it. I mean, they're like my kids. It's hard to say which one I wouldn't mind not doing again.
Is there ever a time when you're sitting back and there's one on the bubble and you sit back and go, and you'll fight for a song and the other four guys are like, eh, no.
Well, we'll open up with Toys in the Attic, or One Night We'll Change It Up and Draw the Line, or Back in the Saddle. You know, again, you can only do, we play 2 hours plus, and that's 20 songs, and, you know, we got to put the hits in there, otherwise people start complaining. But, you know what, we get off on it. It's what we do.
The show is Saturday night, June 13th at in Glendale. Now, it's the very first show on the Blue Army Tour, which is going to go on, as you said earlier, for about 2 months. Do you expect it to be, you're going to fire on all cylinders right out the gate, or is it going to be one of those things where you might work through some things and we'll have an opportunity to see something special that most people in the rest of the tour don't get a chance to see?
You know, we'll hit on all cylinders. We just, you know, we always come on hot. Will there be a couple train wrecks? Probably. We just came from rehearsal. We did a bunch of new songs, so we may open up with Make It from the very first record. You know, just stuff. We're pulling little nuggets out of the hat that, you know, we would love to play, but we forgot how to play, and we don't play because of Love in an Elevator or Dream On or whatever, and just add, you know. But we're going to have a blast, and the one thing about this band is we always got ourselves off first. And then people would see us getting off, and it was infectious, you know?
Well, there isn't a greater American rock and roll band than Aerosmith, and Steven Tyler is the singer of said greatest rock and roll band. It is fantastic that you were able to take some time out for us here. We'll see you on Saturday night over in Glendale. Thank you for taking the time out. Good luck in Nashville, by the way.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Play that new song of mine, Love Is Your Name.
You know, it's a little tough for us. We're a classic rock station.
Oh, come on. Just, you know what? Play Walk This Way and then say, hey, guess what? We got Steven Tyler here doing an interview, and he just wanted to say he was in Nashville, and he's writing some country stuff.
Look at you, always selling.
Always
Come
selling.
On now.
You're like Gene Simmons, except shorter.
You know what, man? I just like a good song. I was very surprised when Love Is Your Name, when we recorded it, and I sang on it, and I went, oh, my God, this is very cool.
Wait, Steven Tyler can sing? Is that what you're saying? You're surprised that you're that good?
No. You never know if a song's going to be good or not. You know what I mean? You never really know. You do it, you love it, you put it out, and it flops. Or you do it and you love it, you put it out and people go, you know what? I love that new song. So You do it. You do whatever you want to do.
You know, Stephen, something tells me that when you sat down with American Idol, one of the things you said was, oh, come on, you can pay me more than that.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate your patience and hanging out with us. And have a great time in Nashville. We'll see you in a week.
Hey, thanks, you guys. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Be well.